Lash, 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 lash. And then when you're out with all the rugby boys, you get them to join in, and it goes like lash, 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 lash. And by that time, everyone in the bar is absolutely loving it, and they go lash, 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 lash. Lash, lash, and it's just such good chat.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Rig Biz Podcast. My name is Freddie Claude, and on my right-hand side, as always, is my trusty sidekick, my partner.
Whoa. Mate, I'm not your sidekick. I'm the main man. I'm the equivalent of Owen Farrell.
Right.
And you are... You're Ollie DeVoto. You're just happy to be in a 34-man squad.
That's harsh.
Well, let's get it right. I'm the captain here. I'm the captain of the ship. I'm running things.
All right, well, Captain Curzons, can I ask you this? You're looking pretty worse for wear. Have you had a tough start to the week, or was it a tough weekend?
I've got to be honest. Had a rather large weekend and still sort of feeling the effects. I got absolutely mummelangied.
Right.
I mean, forget about Storm Dennis. It was Storm Archie Cousin on Saturday night.
Well, we'll delve into that shortly, Arch. Before we do, just your thoughts quickly on last week's ep. You know, we were lucky enough to have the legend, which is Ollie Pope on, Mr. Pope.
Yeah, good boy. Good boy. Good chat, good pod. Looking forward to moving in with him in the summer.
Any progress report on that so far or not?
No progress. Haven't been able to get through to him. His phone seems to be off, but I think he's probably switched to a Sri Lankan number now, just with the test coming up.
Well, I highly doubt that, because they don't go for a couple of weeks, and I saw him on Sky TV, and I was about to say, is it any coincidence that the day after we released the podcast with him on, he then gets asked to go make his debut on Sky?
Not really, no. I don't think it is. I think coming on this pod is a stepping stone to further your career. You know, coming on this pod is like stepping into the CEO's room and getting a promotion. And disappointed actually that Sky haven't come knocking on my door and said, you know, try to get me in to do a bit of punditry.
Well, it was cricket, why would they?
Yeah. Obviously, naturally, you'd think that a Sky would get me on as like a rugby pundit, but I could come and do cricket. What I can offer as a pundit, you know, just from the mental side of sport, would benefit a lot of people out there.
Right, okay. And obviously we have...
Obviously not hockey. I mean, I don't even think Sky Sports play hockey. I mean, what's the point?
Yeah, it's a very...
Not a great sport to watch.
And did you...
Played by some very weak humans.
Did you have a big Valentine's Day on Friday night? Was there a lucky lady you took out for a nice meal? Or not?
Listen, mate, I Valentine's Day is a bit of a me day, really. I just took it really easy. Went to my mate's Cookies gym in Clapham, his CrossFit gym. And the gym was completely empty. Just me and Cookie. Just a very chilled out CrossFit session. Obviously, I had rugby the next day, but we actually both wore pink bandanas, and he did like a live video on his Instagram, and just me and him doing sort of jumping squats.
Right.
It was a lot of fun, and he's also single, which is surprising because he's actually got some really interesting stories about deadlifts. But yeah, it was great, and then sort of headed home for a little one-on-one date with a whole chicken and half a florette of broccoli,
right.
Which was nice. I was a bit naughty on Valentine's Day and had a bit of mayonnaise in my chicken, but I'd obviously burnt the calories in CrossFit, and I knew I was going to be burning quite a lot of calories in the rugby the next day.
So you weren't tempted to go on a date with, I don't know, the netball captain or someone like that, take her out?
Fred, for legal reasons, I can't really discuss the netball captain.
Legal reasons?
Yeah, she's asked, she won't be named, not to be mentioned on this pod again.
Right, okay. Seems to be sort of going beyond.
I think she's playing hard to get, to be honest.
Yeah,
well, it's working.
It's playing hard to get, and then it's going above beyond. I won't ask any more about that, but sounds quite terrifying.
Did you go out on Valentine's Day?
Well, I did actually. I was lucky enough to take a lovely lady out for a 3-course meal. We went down the dairy and got a bit off the bill because they listened to the pod.
Really?
So, yeah. So it was
nice.
Pretty good. Yeah.
And what app did you meet her on?
Oh, I didn't meet her on an app. I met her in the Victoria Pub.
Shut up!
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
And it went well.
Went really well. Yeah, we're planning a couple more dates, I think. So.
Well, look. Just a little tip for you is. The best way to enjoy Clapham is as a single man.
Right.
So just take that on board. You know, for me, it's rugby, lash, fitness. Well, it's actually probably rugby, business, lash, fitness, and then love.
Right, okay.
Well, in that order, but they do change.
So if you didn't have a big one on Friday night...
Right, probably, no, it's rugby, definitely business. Then probably I put my ergo time there.
then fitness, then love.
Well, I'm sure we can work that out later, Arch.
Then chat, maybe.
If you didn't have a big one on Friday...
But chat comes with all those five.
Right, okay. Well, I'm glad we've established that.
Because you've got rugby chat, business chat, ergo chat, fitness chat, and love. Well, dating, it's just all about your chat.
Right, okay. And did you get any Valentine's cards or not?
Yeah, got one. Nice. Got for my mum, which is really nice.
Oh, right, okay. Well, that's nice. If you didn't have a big night on Friday night, how come you're still feeling so bad today? I mean, what happened?
Oh, mate, Saturday was large. Okay. It was Chopsy's 30th birthday. Happy birthday, Chopsy. And yeah, it was a decent night. We went to a new bar in Fulham. Now, look, I like to keep it in Clapham on the weekend, but it was Chopsy's birthday. So we headed to this new bar called Sandy's Wine Bar in Fulham, and it was decent. It was me, a lot of the rugby boys, and then a couple of Chopsy's mates from back home.
Where's back home for Chopsy?
They are Barnsway. Right, okay. So didn't really get the Clapham chat, but no. they're all right. And it was loose.
So what's
you can imagine just us rugby boys rocking up there. Great crowd in Fulham. I think a lot of people are on quite a solid basic salary. And I felt good. I looked good. Although my boat shoes did get a little bit wet from the rain. Right, but okay. I was wearing my Rab jacket. Just test drove that out, and I was
successful.
Was yeah, looked good. And once we got in there, we were just chopping piss left, right, and centre. Wow. Actually, Nobby Knees O'Reilly got dick of the day, so he had to do a couple of dirty pints.
How do you get dick of the day?
He forgot to turn up for the match, so oh, he had to. He got dick of the day, but he was on cracking form, and it's live music there. So it's got on a piano. So we got him to sing Swing Low, Sweet Chariot about five or six times.
Classic.
And we're all around there just singing. But by the end, it did get a little bit out of hand. So we all had our tops off doing like rocking on the floor. And at the end, like the bouncer came out and said, listen, boys, like, I know you're rugby boys, but you have to get out. This is a classy establishment. I said to him, listen, fella, completely get it. You just got to bear in mind, we're used to going to infernos where this kind of stuff is the norm. But it was a great, great night out. And I'll definitely be going back there, but probably not with the rugby boys because it just gets out of hand.
So you said your Rab jacket kept you dry to get into the club out of the storms. What were you unveiling? Was there a new outfit you were sort of showing off under the dry under the jacket?
Just kept it simple that night. Just wore my Jack Wills V-neck jumper.
Right.
Just that.
New purchase or not?
No, I've had that for ages. It does me well. It does me well in the night out. And
so you haven't sent that voucher they sent you?
No, I haven't spent the voucher yet. But actually, while we're on that, listen, go get your guitar.
Mate, I told you, people are getting sick of it.
Freddie, what did I say at the beginning of it? I'm captain of the ship. Go get your guitar. When you're busy like me, working 24/7 in the city, it's important to feel comfortable. That's why I wear Jack Wills boxers. Think about it. What's the last thing she's going to see? That's right, your Jack Wills boxers. Great for comfort, but also it enhances the package. Check out www.jackwills.com. I tell you what, they're really decent if you don't have any leggings in the gym.
Right. Is that all you wear exclusively then?
No, but if I forget my Under Armour cycling shorts, then I will just wear my Jack Wills boxers.
Awesome.
And you can go on the cross trainer pretty easily.
Now we're going to look at the big sporting stories to come out over the last week in Clapham. And as tradition dictates, we like to start with a Falcon match report. You haven't been playing for the last 2 weeks, Arch, because of the Six Nations. But were you back out there this week?
Yeah, and I was raring to go. I was really looking forward to it. It was a big game. We were playing the Met Police. Big game for us, but unfortunately, the weather conditions for any were awful.
Right, okay.
And I could definitely relate to how the boys felt at Murrayfield. As a team, we just couldn't get going. And that was mainly because I just couldn't get going. I actually had to wear my fatties.
Your fatties? What are those?
My fatties are my Andy Goode gloves. Oh. They just help the ball stick in the hand. I took myself off after 55 minutes.
Took yourself off? Why? You just couldn't be bothered? Or?
Well, no, I just knew I had Chopsy's 30th and I didn't want to risk getting my face injured. And because of the pod and my Instagram, people do recognise me now on the pitch and they do target me.
Right, okay. Maliciously or?
Well, I mean, they call me prick. But in a really nice way. But yeah, I just didn't want to risk getting injured and make sure that I was, you know, right for the Lash on Saturday.
Are you looking forward to the upcoming Six Nations Clash? Well, Six Nations Clashes, I should say, this weekend, especially the England game.
Yeah, yeah, can't wait. Heading to the ship on Sunday to watch it. It'll be decent.
I mean, like, are you looking forward to it, like, analyse-wise?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think it'll be a cracking game. I really think, you know, England will do the job at Twickenham, at the Fortress. And, yeah, looking forward to the boys actually putting in a performance and getting the results.
Surprising you're not going to Twickenham.
I was hoping to take a few clients there, but it fell through. But, you know, I'll be there in spirit. And I know a few of the boys listen to this podcast. And I know it helps them during the week to prepare. So, you know, boys, Genji, Ludders, Udders.
Cuzza.
Yeah, Cuzza, a big fan. You know, wishing you all the best. You know, just do as I do, you know. My main tip is if you guys feel good, then you'll normally play good.
And I suppose if there are any spaces in their corporate boxes, we're free Sunday.
Yeah, please do let me know, because I've got quite a big client who loves rugby.
I feel like going out partying. Do you want to come party with me? Come on down to London's hottest new nightclub in partnership with Toffee Dating App, PSEO, public school educated only, located on the corner of Kensington High Street, where we'll be creating an après-ski vibe right in the heart of West London. Arabella, Lesh and Dubuque will be spinning pop tunes on the decks all night. Why waste an evening pretending to like electronic music and dubstep when you could be dancing to everything from ABBA to McFly? We've got you covered, sister. Barnaby Caspian Johnson and his award-winning bar staff will be making some of the most delicious and expensive cocktails in town, inspired by the alpine taste of the best après-pars from Courchevel to St. Moritz. In order to maintain a certain level of sophistication inside the club, we ask you to kindly bring down a form of ID with you and also an item to prove that you went to public school. Choose from team photos, old ID cards, a Levers jumper, your parents' bank statements, signet rings, a Jack Wills Peshmina, or a group photo from Feathers Charity Bull. Any other items that prove you're one of us. The club bears the right to trigger on-the-spot interrogations for those they are still suspicious of. So what you waiting for? Come move your booty groovy groovy down to PSEO. Take back control of our public school circles again. Opening March the 12th.
Today on the podcast, we're lucky enough to be joined by England's second most capped scrum half in history. With 84 caps to his name, 3 Six Nations winners' medals, 1 premiership title, 273 Harlequins appearances, and throughout it all, an ability to maintain an impeccable lid and first-class rig, Danny Kerr, welcome to the Rig Biz Pod.
Thanks, DC.
How are you?
First of all, I've got to ask, mate, forget your much-plauded game management skills, your deadly runs with the ball in hand, and your world-class kicking game. Why does Eddie Jones want a Kiwi with no lid and a laughable chassis to start ahead of a man who's been voted twice by Company Magazine, one of the 50 sexiest men in the UK?
Lord only knows, Fred. Only knows why I'm still not in there.
Danny, just to take a step back, I think we should... Well, one thing I'd just like to know, like, what school did you go to?
I went to Prince Henry's Grammar School, mate.
Oh, right. Where's that?
That's up in Otley. The mighty Yorkshire, God's County.
Shit, fair play to you, mate. I've got to say, it's amazing that someone from Leeds has, you know, come this far in rugby union. Hats off to you. You've done incredibly
Appreciate that, mate. Appreciate it.
Danny, just a quick one. Was it tough watching the Rugby World Cup from your sofa? I mean, obviously, you're one of the greatest scrum halves of our lifetimes, it must be said. Was it tough to miss out on the squad and to have to watch it from the sofa?
It was tough, mate. It was tough. It's obviously when you've been in there for a while, it hurts. That was the one sort of aim of the past 4 years to get to Japan, but wasn't to be. Got to spend a lot more time at home, which was nice. My wife gave birth to our second child,
so I
didn't miss that. So, yeah, a lot of sleepless nights now.
Danny, to be honest, I remember when I was at school and we had a tour to South Africa, and unfortunately, I didn't do the right amount of work to be allowed on the tour. And I can only imagine, you know, I felt that pain as well, that I didn't actually get selected on that tour, which had been a lot of fun at school. But it actually made me a lot of a much stronger player. And look at me now. You know, I'm leading the Clapham Falcons. We're fifth in the league with a lot of the season to go. And I think that experience really had a positive impact on me. So you've got to use that.
You really do. You are the epitome of resilience, mate.
Danny, it'd be great if I can imagine we'd be a deadly duo on the pitch. You at 9, me at 10. Both got great lids, fairly good chat, although you probably could learn a little bit from me. I'd imagine we'd be quite decent on the pitches, because I look at the Harlequins team and I do think, you know, you obviously got Marcus Smith there as a young gun, he's coming up. But I do think maybe I could come in there the rest of the season, even if I'm not playing, but just be around the squad, helping them, you know, Marcus especially, in that 10 role. Do you think there's room for that?
We do offer a work experience program if you fancied coming down for the day.
Okay,
seeing how we did things.
Yeah, I mean that'd be great. Would I get paid?
Absolutely not.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll think about it. I mean, to be fair, I earn enough in the city. That definitely.
I've heard.
Yeah, so definitely should look into that. That would that'd be interesting. I think Marcus would probably appreciate that, and actually, you'd probably benefit from it as well, because they could just, you know, add a little bit to the game and give you a little bit of insight from the 10 position.
Couple of magicians out there.
Yeah.
Well, Danny, if we take a couple of steps back quickly.
Imagine the night out. Oh.
You were born and bred in Yorkshire, and your first love was football, if I'm right, where you were actually signed up as an academy player for Sheffield Wednesday before making the decision to pursue rugby. Do you ever think to yourself, you know, what would have happened if you'd chosen the football path?
Would you look at the
£2,100,000 you've made in international match fees alone and go, wait a second, that's not bad coin?
Oh, you've added that up, have you?
Yeah, I've done a bit of mess.
Fair play, good work, Fred. When I see the contracts that these footballers are getting these days, I often wonder, did I make the right decision? But I can't complain, mate. I've had a great time. I've still hopefully got a couple of years left. And rugby is, as you guys know, an awesome thing to get to be a part of. So yeah, I've enjoyed my time.
If you played for Sheffield Wednesday, you probably wouldn't even know what Infernos is, to be fair.
That is a good point. And you know, a lot of my sort of my time growing up has revolved around Infernos.
Oh, it's a great place. Do you still go there with the boys on the odd night out?
I haven't been for a while. Last appearance there probably 2018.
Great
but
year.
Yeah, every
great
now and
year.
Then the boys like to let loose in the karaoke room.
Who's out of all the boys in the squad at the moment, who frequents Infernos the most?
So it used to be Charlie Walker. He used to be the main man. You can't get in. You say Charlie Walker's name. I think these days, probably Jack Clifford has taken the reins.
Yeah, I've seen him
there
a few times.
City boy.
Yeah, I've seen him there a few times. He's pretty decent. He looks like a good operator in Infernos.
Danny, what was it like being a state school boy from up north in a, you know, team full of public school educated players when you started out?
It was nice. You know, we grew up sort of hating posh school kids, and they didn't really like playing us very much because we were quite good at rugby, but we were better at fighting. So we had some good, sure, good tough boys who liked to entertain the posh school kids.
Before making it in 15s, I'm right in saying that you were, you know, a mainstay in the England Sevens team and won the junior and the senior Commonwealth. Came second, so sorry about that, mate. Silver with, you know, both Commonwealth games. What was the Sevens circuit like in comparison to 15s? Because you got more times like between games. Is it looser or is it, you know, a bit more boring? What are the lads like?
Yeah, it was a great couple of years. Obviously, when you were young, if you weren't getting selected for the Premiership team, you would get the opportunity to go travel the world and play some sevens. So yeah, I went to some amazing places: Hong Kong, Wellington, San Diego, Dubai. Yeah, and obviously we went to Melbourne and got a silver medal in the Commonwealth Games. So yeah, it was pretty cool to go and do that. And I think it sets you up for the 15s game as well.
Did you ever play with Benders?
I did play with Benders.
Oh yeah, good mate of mine.
Your best mate, innit?
Yeah, we're pretty close. What was he like? Decent to play with?
Yeah, Bendy's a top player. Obviously earning a lot of coin out there now in France. He's definitely done the right thing.
Are you tempted to go to France for sort of, you know, your swan song of your career?
I don't think so, mate. No, it was something that never really came up. I always wanted to stay in England because I wanted to play for England. So obviously with the rules, you can't go abroad. So sure. Yeah, I've always stayed here, and now with two kids, I wouldn't really want to mess them around too much. So we're pretty settled down here. Well, in Surrey.
You've had an incredible career, but you've also been desperately unlucky. Injuries and misjudged squad selections have led you to miss out on two Lions tours and two World Cup squads. What's been the most frustrating moment of your career so far, Danny? And then what's been the career highlight?
Yeah, I've been dropped a lot of times, mate. It's one of those things you kind of get used to. Missing the World Cup 2011, I broke a bone underneath my foot just before we were going to go out to New Zealand with Martin Johnson as coach. Missed that one. Turns out it was the loosest World Cup ever, so I think I'd have thoroughly enjoyed it off the field as well, but probably the best thing that I missed that one. And then obviously Lions tours, I never really was sort of in the frame, I don't think. I've always kind of been told I was the next cab off the rank, which is frustrating, but for me, personal highlight of the whole year, of the whole career, was definitely win the league with Quins 2012, doing it with all my best mates.
What was the night out like?
Oh, you boys would love it, especially you, Arch.
Yeah, I
can
imagine.
Ken Roof Gardens with the boys, champagne flying.
Ugh. That sounds like my normal Saturday night, to be honest.
Is it every Saturday for you?
Yeah, I think like that's the way I like to relax. As you can probably relate to this, Danny. You know, I play every weekend. Well, most weekends when the Six Nations is not on, and you know, I like to cut loose. It's a way of switching off. You know, especially after a tough match. You know, there's nothing like a few beers and a couple of bottles of champers. I mean, do you still enjoy going out after the game, or are you sort of, you know, more into sort of recovery now?
I still enjoy a beverage every now and then. Obviously, with family now, it's changed a little bit. I'm not lash, you know. But when the opportunity presents itself, yeah, I go full throttle.
It's interesting because, Danny, if I looked at a Premiership team where I'd probably fit in the most, like personality wise, playing wise, like playing style wise, you know, I'd probably say that I was, you know, probably right for Quins. Looking at me, obviously you know my Instagram and you follow it, and you know it's obviously helps you out on the pitch. Which players in the squad do you think I'd get on pretty well with?
Oh, you'd be right in with the lads. You know, a few of the boys, the younger boys, sort of go out in Guildford, which I don't think is really your scene.
No, not really. No, but I mean, I can lash anywhere. That I'm very versatile.
Yeah, versatile on the lash. No, that's a good thing to have these days. But I think you probably be with the City Slickers, you know, the guys with a little bit of cash, sort of Will Collier lives up there, Chris Robshaw. I can see you and Robbo frequenting the ship on a Sunday. I think that might be your type.
Yeah, I can imagine me and Robbo would actually get on pretty well. He's my kind of guy. I'm not too sure about his lid. It's out there, but you know, he seems like a quite a good sort of guy, solid guy to go on the lash with. So actually, we should probably organise, you know, a little night out. You, me, Robbo.
Oh, I think the boys are a bit busy.
What about Marla? Do you think me and Marla would get on well?
No.
I'd love an opportunity to change his mind. I think, you know, I could add a lot to his game. Just a little, you know, a meeting of minds, I think, me and him. I think he'd enjoy my chat.
Danny, apparently you used to frequent the ship quite a lot. We heard from a friend of yours over the week said that you were, you know, always there necking pints and, you know, converting ladies after a big match.
Lash. No, we used to frequent the ship a little bit. We'd play obviously Saturday, so maybe we'd go out Saturday night and then you'd go for a little Sunday roast down the ship and a couple of pints to finish off the weekend.
Well, it's not far from Robshaw. I know he lives around Windsor Town. I see him, you know, a fair bit on the old train. I've always wanted to know, Danny, what's Cipriani like on a night out? And have you taken him out in Clapham?
Cipriani is good fun on a night out. He seems to, you know, find the limelight. He knows he can open doors in London that you didn't know could be opened. So probably similar to Archie, really.
He can open doors on a night out and open doors on the pitch. He's a talented guy. He's a man after my own heart. He's got the looks. He's got the ability. I think, again, he's someone that I thoroughly enjoy playing with. I think that would be a strong back line. Danny Kerr to Archie Cousin to Danny Cipriani at 12, and me and him can switch around, you know, 12 and 10. Obviously, I predominantly sit in the 10 channel. And then who else have you played that's played in the centres who's got a bit of flair, would fit into that back line?
Oh, I think another oily bloke. You'd throw Henry Slade in there, I think.
Yeah,
wouldn't you?
Yeah, that four. I think that would get the ladies going. And then on the wing, you'd probably look at probably Benders, because he, you know, he'd have to play. And then I'm not too sure. What about Mike Brown? Mike Brown good on a night out?
He used to be. He used to let loose, and then he stopped drinking for a while. But the Brownie of old. Not really many people know this, but he was as loose as they come. Him and Robshaw.
Wow. Well, Danny, now you've, you know, had an incredible career, 80 plus international caps, you know, countless medals and accolades. You're getting into your 30s now. Have you started looking at what you're going to do when you retire from rugby? I mean, have you discussed working with Arch on an investment portfolio of some sort? Or
I would be interested in this investment portfolio with Arch, to be honest.
I think we should. I've heard
good things. I don't know if you've spoken to Barks yet. Have you managed to get hold of him?
I'm still working that out. We're looking to do a Ned date. What I'm trying to do is organise a work city breakfast in the city. So, I mean, you're more than welcome to join that. Ollie Pope's now coming, Ollie Barkley, talking to Benders, get Danny Kerr involved. Robshaw's got probably a bit of coin. So we could all sit together and look at, you know, going into business together. Or, you know, Danny, we could go into a media project together. I mean, how many listeners do you get on your pod?
We get a few, mate. I think we hit 100,000 on our latest one.
That's it. That's where, you know what? You need to get me on that pod, Danny, just to give those listeners a bit of insight to semi-pro rugby.
Well, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, Arch. Okay. You've let me on your one. So,
listen, let's make it happen. Straight after this, Danny, I'm adding you on LinkedIn, and then we'll discuss further.
Let's do it.
Do you have a message for Eddie Jones, Danny?
Yeah, all the best for this weekend's game. Come on, England.
Here we go.
Well, mate, thank you so much for joining us, Danny. Good luck for the upcoming Harlequins
games. Just great
games.
Banter. I knew you'd have good chat, Danny. I could just tell.
Classic us.
Thank you so much, Danny.
Thanks, Danny. Really
good
appreciate
luck for the rest of the season, mate, and good luck for the future. And I'm sure Archie will be in contact, you know.
Yeah, I'm adding him on LinkedIn right now.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers, Danny.
Anytime, boys. Cheers, lads.
So now for the dating section this week, I thought it would be a bit of fun, Arch, if we looked at this new app I've seen in all the papers this week called Toffee. Have you seen it?
No, what's that?
It's this new dating app just for public school educated people. So if your parents paid for your education, you get to go on the app.
No way. What, and are minor public schools included?
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Okay, well that's better than nothing. That's incredible, because I've got to be honest, the number of times I've had a date and the girl opposite me just has no understanding of summers in Vadalobo or rucks on Dama Bay, or they don't even know what Pagliacci's is.
Mm.
So I think that's a really good idea. And I know from that dating app, I'll probably have an instant connection.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think that's what they've done it. So you sort of...
I'm going to invest in that, Freddie. That's a really good idea.
You think there's a lot of money in it?
Yeah, of course there will be, yeah. I think you could probably... I mean, most people who are on that app will probably pay a subscription, I'd imagine.
Yeah, true.
I mean, 100 quid a month won't be anything to those guys.
So in the business world this week, there was no larger story than that of Boris Johnson's brutal cabinet reshuffle, getting rid of some big names in cabinet, but none more so than the shock news about Sajid Javid standing down as Chancellor. What were your thoughts on that, Arch?
Yeah, look, I can relate to Bojo. I'm constantly having to make difficult decisions, cutthroat decisions.
Sure.
I'm having to do that on the pitch, in training. Also, when I'm at work in the city, I had to make a very difficult decision at the beginning of the year.
Right.
There's a guy in my team called David, been at the company for 7 years, had two little girls, one that was three, one that was five, had great email chat, but just was rubbish on the phone. I had to bring him into my office and I said, listen, David, sorry, we're going to have to let you go. I mean, he was livid.
Yeah.
Because he, you know, was having to pay for their education, but I said, sorry, you know, you're not doing the right job.
Sure.
He called me all kinds of things, but I said to him, you know, in the long run, it's going to be good for you and it's going to be good for us. And it has been. We got a guy in who cost half his salary and he's brilliant.
Right, okay.
And he's also agreed to give me some of his commission.
Well.
So, you know, it's tough. And actually, I haven't heard from him at all, which is, I should reach out to him.
Have you been in contact with
him? Not at all. I did try and reach out to him. I actually went on holiday straight after that decision. And I sent him a lovely photo, a selfie of me on the beach, just saying no hard feelings. And he actually never came back to me. But good guy. I'm sure he'll do well wherever he goes. But you know, when you're in a city, it's not just about emails. You know, you've got to have the chat on the phone.
Now we're going to finish off the podcast with some of our listeners' shout-out requests. So, Arch, what do you have for us then?
I got to say, Freddie, the level of chat from my followers is unbelievable. I think that is a lot to do with them following me. Sure. I think I've upped their game.
Yeah,
I've got one here from a guy who looks like he's got half-decent chassis, a guy called Gaz Benger. And he says, big shout out to me. I've resurrected my Navy Jack Wills joggers from 2008. And from this day, the deals have been flowing. Well, you're welcome, mate. It's a great year for Jack Wills tracksuit bottoms. I love wearing those joggers to the shops on the weekend. Brilliant look. Good work, mate. Keep going. I've got a really good one here from a guy called Lewis Ferrari 12. Really good profile picture. It's just him in his rugby kit, which is a really strong profile picture. And he said, just big shout out to me because I'm privately educated and my family owns multiple holiday homes. Simple as that, really. Yeah, good on you. Well done. Keep doing what you're doing. And also great profile picture. Got one here. This is great chat. A guy called JHG Younger. Just a good solid selfie as a profile picture. And he said he's lost credit card roulette 4 times in a row on bonus night. So unlucky, mate. But, you know, that's what happens when you're in a city. Great chat.
Well, it shouldn't affect him that badly, then.
No, it would. Well, it wouldn't me. But I don't know. I don't know what his bonus is. You know, could be low.
Sure.
And actually, you know, when you're out with the lads and you lose it, phew, can cost you. Another one here from Wiley 2504, the young man who got in contact last week about trying to find rugby puss.
Oh yeah.
He's still looking. And actually, I've got a little tip for you, mate. Try and work on that chassis. It does look a little bit wobbly, but keep doing what you're doing. Fred, this is the big shout out this week. It's a guy called Tom Shaw 901. And he's just said he sung Swing Low, Sweet Chariot on the Northern Line after beating Scotland. That's just great tube banter. You're a big shout out of the week, Tom Shaw. Have a good one, mate.
Well, guys, thank you so much for listening. Please share with your lovers, teammates, friends, family, anyone you come in contact with, colleagues, you know, the rest. Really helps us out to spread the pod. And
put it on a WhatsApp group. I love doing that. I've got some really good WhatsApp groups. Actually, the Rugby Boys WhatsApp group is decent.
Yeah, just whack it on.
Although there are some pretty disturbing stuff sometimes that I have to sort of say, okay, enough's enough.
Yeah. Well, just
there's one of a guy getting shot at Cash Point.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well,
we had to remove him. I had to say to Weta, that's it. You're on a month ban. Yeah. Can't have that stuff.
No.
You know, being...
Especially in the workplace.
But share the podcast.
Yeah.
Because that's just good, solid... pitter patter.
Yeah, it's just helping people, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And obviously, look, the more people listen, the better for us, because then advertisers will come and we will start to make a bit of coin.
Yeah. So if you like it, please...
Which I don't need, but it'd be good for you.
It would be great for me. So if you like it, please rate, review, comment, share, and we look forward to seeing you at the same time next week. Stay safe.
Yeah, guys, can't wait to see you next week. Also, please stop messaging me about coming to join your nights out, especially someone messaging me about a night in Bedford. Got no interest.
No, and rightly so.
Clapham, yeah, fine.
See you at the ship on Sunday?
Yeah, I'll see you there. Looking forward to it, Fred.
Good, man.
Lash, 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 lash. And then when you're out with all the rugby boys, you get them to join in and it goes like lash, 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 lash. And by that time, everyone in the bar is absolutely loving it. And they go lash, 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 lash. And it's just...